The algae that Michael Sussman is studying is the tiny one-celled diatom that lives in oceans and lakes. What makes it unique is that it surrounds itself with a silicate shell covered with intricate lines very similar to the patterns used on computer chips. Over the past year, Sussman and a team of researchers have isolated 75 of the diatom's 13,000 genes, specifically the ones that control what's known as the nanofabrication of that silicate shell. Sussman says the next step is to mutate those genes.
And then take those mutants, and we are hoping that some of them, maybe all of them, will be altered in how they lay down those nanofabricated lines of silicon.
Ultimately, the goal is to control the way the diatoms make silicon and harness them to make silicon chips for computers.
Silicon is a very basic part of the design of computer chips, and being able to create these very intricate designs that you see on a circuit board, you know, there's a whole billions-dollar industry based on that.
But Sussman says using the diatoms to design and make silicon chips is still a long way off. For now, he's more interested in manipulating the algae genes to learn more about how they make silicon. He says the diatom genes are like a Rosetta Stone for understanding the biochemical language of silicon. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.